aber ich weil ich das Licht nicht schon schäle und ich nannte mich auch nicht weiß, sie und schon zahm, ich kann und ich kann noch eine Hemdza, in die Pesel und schon nassel kapolle, wie ich schon mich aber rein wird, sie sehen wir lieber ein Pesel und schon nassel kapolle, und das auch rein wird, so ich lieber mal die Zwirle in die Hoche schaue, die Chippen das Ziel in Humam Chabere schnell an die Kweiß jachat, liegt es darauf in dem So, im Kinhavedine, die Tebel, was sie und Atzme, Kippen schaue meinem, sie in Twilua, שיבילו אלה בהם ובסילה. ועל כוחו סביל הרייבה, דן מי שבתי ספטה לא יפליגה, דעתי ספטה היו לעניין לתפי בסייך. פה זה עבדים לדקפופים פסולים, ואף על פי שלא נעשו לקבולה. מה שאין כן המי שנאמה היו לעניין לפסול לסם מקווה, במים היעץ ממנו, פה זה כל שלא נעשו לקבולה, הנה פייסל. ועל כל פונים הוא מבויה בדבר הרייבה, לכל כלי קיבול שלא נעשו לקבולה, דין כלי קיבול עליו. ודווקא לעניין תומה הוא דיבינו מיוחד לקבולה, ומשנרופים לנו תומה תיסק שמיוחד לטלטל מולד ריקן, אבל בשורדין הכלים, לאילום תירס כלי קיבול עליו, ואפילו לא ירד לקבולה, ועם הרבילו מסכה, אשר, אשר, על כל חוזהו שאיסיק המוחד, הנה דיניש בה ונראו לקבולה, הרי כל זהו לעניין תשמישי המיוחד לי, אבל כאילו שאיר בקעקוי ודפני, so that is because of something else. So, So what he says that the Reb Chaim says that the Raived applies this thing that if it has a kibul, even though it wasn't deliberately constructed for the purpose of kibul, ligabe the chibur of shnei mikvois. Now, so ligabe the chibur of shnei mikvois, one is in each mikveh you have 20 some. So through the pipe, you're unifying the two mikvois into one mikveh. So here, Reb Chaim discusses the two concepts of chibur and iruv. So in other words, iruv means not just that this is mechubar to that, but it means that the water here is over here and the water here is over there. That's iruv. Otherwise, you couldn't be tevel if you have two mikvois. One mikveh here and one mikveh here. Each mikveh has 20 so. And then the pipe connects them. And there is continuity of flow. So then, chibur by itself will not be enough. Chibur by itself, because you have to be tevel imem so. So what if this 20 so is mechubar to that 20 so? But if there is no iruv, so that means the one who is tevel in this mikveh is only tevel in 20 so, not in 40 so. But if there is iruv, so then it means like in one mikveh. So a person is not so, no person has such a big goof that his goof should be immersed in every drop of the water of the mikveh. So even though the goof immerses himself, let's say, in one place of the mikveh, so we do not say that he was not able, and in that place, in that corner, where he immersed his goof, so there was no memso, there was only 20, so we do not say that the mikveh, that tefillah is not a good tefillah. Why not? Because it's one mikveh, it's one mayim. So the mele, the water that is in this corner is considered, is miurev with the water in the other corner. The water in the other corner is considered to be miurev with water in this corner. So whatever water you have there, whatever you have there, you have here. So here you have to resort to iruv. Even though there is a certain difficulty in this Reb Chaim, because here the Rambam says, even kechutasare, but in order to have iruv, kechutasare is not enough. But that's not our Indian. We'll discuss it later when we reach that mission. But here we have to resort to iruv. To iruv. So memele, the Shittas Rambam is that even though, so memele, in order to have Yeruv, so then the water in this mikveh and the water in this mikveh and the water that flows through the pipe has to be miurev. You cannot be miurev the water here and the water here without the water that flows through the pipe being miurev. What kind of Yeruv is it? Yeruv has to be through and through. I mean, so memele, in order that this water should be miurev with this water here, so the water that goes to the pipe also has to be commingled with both waters. Otherwise, it's not one water. So, mimele, that means, now there is a special halacha, that tefillah cannot be bekarg. I mentioned it many times. That's midraisa. Even the Rishenim who say that fully show is kosher midraisa, but it has to be bekarg. If somebody will construct, let's say he will construct a mikveh on a boat or on an airplane, so it will not be a good mikveh. Midraisa it will be possible. Because a mikveh has to be bekarg. So of course you can construct a mikveh on the 100th floor, because the building is mechubah to the karke, so mele it means that it is bekarke. But if it is tolush, let's say like an aeroplane or a boat, and if you construct a mikveh, so it's possibly the rise, because tefillah has to be bekarke, to the karke. So mele, so now, if you put, let's say, a ceiling. Now the question is this, you have a mikveh here, and you have a mikveh here, and each mikveh is a chaser. And you have to be married both mikvois. And how are you married both mikvois? To the ceiling. So in order to be married the water here with the water here, so the water in the ceiling also has to be good. So the question is, how can you be table in the ceiling? That will mean that you can be table in the ceiling too. If there will be enough water to immerse it. Of course, b'mtzias. So there is a mash of water flowing through the ceiling. So it's impossible to be tevil. But let's say, suppose you'll be tevil a needle in the ceiling, a small cable. So it'll be a good tefillah because al-pedin, so it's not only the water is mu'urev, water here is mu'urev, water there, but the water in the ceiling that flows through and connects the two waters, the two mikvahs, is also mu'urev. So in other words, you should be able to be table in the ceiling too. And if you're not able to be table in the ceiling, so then you couldn't be table in the mikveh either, because it all has to be miureh. So the question arises, since there is a halacha that tefillah has to be bikarke, how can you be table in the ceiling? The answer is, as long as the ceiling does not have any aspect of a kele. So, and if it's put on the karka, even though it's not nakti, it doesn't have to be installed. And suppose you put a board in the mikveh and the water, in many mikvehs you find it, that you find a board on the mikveh. So mele, and the water is on top of the board. So how are you tevil? What it has to be tefillah bekarke? The answer is, as long as it's not a klikibul, and you put it on the karke, even though it's not installed, it's not knocked in, so it's also karke. It's bottled to the karke. So mele, this ceiling, if the ceiling has no kibul, if it's not even kofu, and you put it, even though you don't install it in the karke, so it's also karg. The fact that it's placed upon the karg. The fact that it is placed upon the karg. You see, the boat, the boat, even though it goes on the water, on the sea, so it's not considered as a big karg, because the boat itself is a big kale. It's a big binyan. And if it's not attached, so maybe it's not bottled to the karke. But a ceiling that is not a kele in any way, if you put it between this mikveh and that mikveh on the karke, so it is the karke. But that's only if it has no kibul. But if it has a kibul, this is the pshat in the raive. If it has a kibul, so maybe the tefillah could not be a tefillah bekarke. So then it's a tefillah in the ceiling, in the kele. So mele, it doesn't make any difference according to the Raivet, whether it was Nasali Kabbalah or not Nasali Kabbalah. Because here there is a special alohed, there cannot be table became. And in order to be teveil, in either mikveh, you have to be able to be table in the ceiling too. Because otherwise, if you cannot be teveil in the ceiling, how could the water here and the water here be miurev, when the water that combines them, the water in the ceiling that combines them, is not miurev. It would be impossible. So, in other words, you have to be able to be tevil in the tzilin too. And if the tzilin has a base kibble, so then you cannot be tevil in the tzilin. Even though it does not have a chalei shem kli, ligabe kabbalistume, and not even ligabe paslan in the water, the water as show, but since it has a base kibble, so then it doesn't become bottle to the kag. If it doesn't become bottle to the kag, so you couldn't be tevil in the ceiling. If you couldn't be tevil in the ceiling, how can you be tevil in this mikveh? This mikveh by itself has only 20 saw. This mikveh by itself has only 20 saw. Mashenke ligabi shov. So even if it has a biskibo, but as long as it wasn't constructed for the purpose of kibble, so it does not have a chalishem kli kibble. When the Ravid says that it is a kli kibble, he means ligabit being table in it. Because there it's not the aloche of just being table in a kli kibble. The aloche is you have to be table with kag. So if it has no kibble, then yadi will be karke. It's placed upon the karke. You put a board on the karke, a wooden board on the karke, daf on the karke. So it is karke. And even though the water is on top of the wooden board, so it's still a good feeling, because it is karke. But if it has a base kibble, then it's not bottled to the karke. So you couldn't be table in the ceiling. If you couldn't be table in the ceiling, you couldn't be table in either mikveh. Because this is the one, the ceiling is the one that combines the waters and the both mikvehs. Now the Rambam doesn't mention that this sefte. Now the Rambam is not chilek on this sefte, so Reb Chaim doesn't discuss that. But we have to say in the Rambam that the Rambam applies this sefte to a kofuf that was made kofuf deliberately in order to be mikabel. In other words, it's a real kele. But where it wasn't, Mashenke, this Mishneh of Tzilin Shitzol Mikano Mikan Roch Nemtza, so it wasn't done for the purpose of being mikabel water. They probably had, why did they do it constructed that way? They probably had a reason, I don't know. But it wasn't constructed for the purpose of being mikabel b'emtza. So maybe it's impossible. Alright. Now, the next Mishneh. Mayim Shur. Now some of you have a p'chine tomorrow, so I'm just going over this Mishneh and I won't be marich. Mayim shuvim u'mikshomim shenisahu v'b'chotzer uvi'uko v'al malis amoro v'imreiv min ha'kosh ha'kosh v'imreiv min ha'posol posol mechtel v'mechtel posol ein misai bizman shenisahu v'inat shal yagil l'mikim hoyim mikalochim sich ha'mayim yodua shenofol sich ha'posol mayim shirim actually here at least he should look in my shoe being kosher vim lav posel. We already went over this Mishneh when we discussed the sugya in Tmur about Amshot. Now let's see the Rav. Mayim shuvim shim shulun in mikve mikshun mak shem shni sav ve chotzer ve uko gumo shamayim miskapzim bem al mayle samoro u mishom nim shpo viot le mikve im rev na kosher kin shkhalef khfalef so mehen mikshom im ve yuteso mayim shuvim miskosh hoye mikalochim misich hamayim shelo yeyadu mikve al di amshoch derech hachotzer ויוקו ומעלי סמורו אלו בנקים עם עצמו נוי מקלח לסך המקווה ואם לאף פוסל גימולוגים מים שובים פייסלים כי שנופלו עם מקווה שלא יקדר חמשוך. So how does he explain the Rav? הוי מקלח לסך המים אם ידוע שנופל לסך הבו עם סו מים קשירים עד שלא ירד לסך שלא ישלו במים שובים יסקוש ואם לאף יספוסל. How does the Rav explain this last part of the Mishneh? Hoyo mikalchim v'mim laf ispossel v'igum lugi ma'im shuvim peis nishlon mikve shalei kidei chamshochem. So he says hoyo mikalchim means hoyo mikalchim v'sechamayim means that he didn't come into the mikve through chamshochem. In other words, was just poured in, not through chamshochem. Shalei yodu li mikve al chamshochem derech chotzer He poured them from the kelim. In other words, so vim lav posel. The gimel lugi ma'im shuvim peislim kishenoflu mikve shaloi kiderach hamshochi. Aval derach hamshochi in peislat sheyorei ma'im shuvim. Afilu ha'ma'im shuvim bifnei atzmon shalim nisal v'bisherin in peislin derach hamshochi lebrei. Ki mikve sheyish bechofal efsom mikshomim mimal lebikatev umam shalisichi yotes som ma'im shuvim v'kosha hoyuvarei ma'im shuvim v'chin alochi. So the Rav, in explaining this Mishnah, points out explicitly that it doesn't, that in order that Hamshocha should be effective, it is not necessary that the Mayim should be Nisare first and then they should be Nimshach in the Mikve. But even if it is not Nisare Bechotza first, and you have Chofalev Somik Shomim, and then you are Mamshich, you test so. By itself, you test so ma'im shuvim, by itself, not miurem. So, your mamshich, you test so ma'im shuvim, through hamshochi into the mikveh, it's also kosher. Even though you could interpret the Mishneh, and the Rav explained the Mishneh that way, except that he says that we don't pass like this Mishneh, but the Rash explained the Mishneh that way. So in other words, when do we say, according to this mission, when do we say that Hamshocha is effective? If it be first the Mikshomim and the Mayim Shuvim become Miurev in the Chotzer, and after the Mikshomim and the Mayim Shuvim become Miurev in the Chotzer, so together, this mixture, this combination, this taruves, is nimshach as a unit into the mikveh. Then hamshoch is effective. But if you had chofal epsom in the mikveh, and then you are mamshich, you test so by itself, shuvim, into the mikveh, so then it's possible. Hamshoch is not effective. According to the Tanya of this Mishnah. But the Rash says, we pass like the Sugi in Tmure, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure. So according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in Tmure, so Hamshoch is effective even though it wasn't Miurev Bechotza first. But according to the Tanya of this Mishnah, Hamshoch is only effective, according to the Rash Pshat, if first the Mikshomim and the Maim Shuvim become Yurev Nechotzer, and then they are Mimshir. But if you are Mamshir directly, you test so into a mikveh that has Chofalev, so it's not kosher. According to Tanya of this Mishnah. But, because this is how he explains, he understands the Mishnah. Einesai is Amshoch effective, if Mamshir so, Mamshir Yagil in Mikveh. But Hoi Mikalchim is Echamayim. So, in love, if it's not your dua, even though the kiluach comes into the mikveh through hamshocha, it's still possible. But the Rav says no. It means means that he poured them from the kele directly, not through hamshocha. But if he pours it through hamshocha, then it's kosher, even though it wasn't became. Though it didn't become Yurev first in the Chotzer. So he's heavy machlekes between the Rav and the Rash in the Pshat in the Mishnah. I'll leave the Hilcha say there is no machlekes, because the Rash also passes that even if they're not Yurev in the Chotzer first, and you are Mamsha directly, the mute that you test saw into the Mikra that has already Chofalev, so it's kosher. So I'll leave the Hilcha say there is no machlekes, but as far as the Pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, there is a machlekes. Now let's see. The Rash. Ukom. Chafiro leiskabit v'mayim. Chagam v'firkes mishtaftim. Miktosu nosu iku. That's ikume. Ikevet. Im reif na kosha kosha. Kipim di nisarvo b'chotza derech hamshoche yodo v'nisarvo v'mikvi. Hoyo mikalchim lisech hamayim. Shaloi nisarvo b'chotza. Elo mahalchim b'fnei atzmon limkim ashurim. That means even though it's the Racham Shoche. Not that the Rav says, Mikalchi means he poured it from the Keli directly. But the Rashi says, no. It means to Hamshoch, but with the Atzma. So then, according to this Mishneh, Hamshoch is not effective. We love Kos Aval Pisha der Hamshoch Yodo is a Shoch's mind. You see, the Rashi, the Rav says, Shaloiki der Hamshoch, but the Rashi says, Aval Pisha der Hamshoch Yodo is a Shoch's mind. The Aval Pisha Yodo shall be saved, she is Shluma Boimso, the Kosova. Hamshoche, because the Tanya of the Mishneh, of this Mishneh holds, Hamshoche eino mitaheres klal, afilu shleishes lukim lipsof. But only if there is a taruves in the chotzea before it's nimshach to the mikri. So, udeloi kerablezer b'Yakob, di seif perikame, di tmure di koma, sha'ashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshoche. So in other words, he doesn't pass like this Mishneh. So the net result is the same according to the Rav, Bertinor, and the Rash. But there is a machlekes as to the pshat of the Talmud Mishnah. Talmud is after, and there's a Yaakov in here. Gak she ibir ishi eskin vachaso al mit mikshomim, mimal vichatev nis nisichet, eish eso hu peizko mal vichotza. Hoi ibim em so vinift, vuk bol sich habayit sheirim. Vei magbil in kwen, in other words, before the mayim reaches the ground of the bayis. But while they are still in the avir, flowing by avir, you cannot retain it. We already discussed that thing. She might be in the avir. Ho yeri sheach ut magi el ores, mat bilin vein. Vein mat bilin by avir. Gal she nis lash mayam, u munam no ori mat bilin vein. She ei mat bilin by avir. Vein mo yishne rishin by ores, mat bilin vein. Vein mat bilin by kife. Mat bilin by roshim, vein mat bilin by kife. In other words, when you have, let's say, a wave that breaks, and as it breaks, so it's in the form of an arch. So matvilim biroshim, because this stands on the karka before it breaks completely, but still, this is set up on the karka. So that's not considered avia. But the arch, So that is Avi. So Madbilim b'roshim v'madbilim b'kifim. Pirish. V'neis l'sich l'tzachagat. U'peis k'mar v'chotza. Lo yishir sal v'chotza v'akin yadol mikve. Yisei f'rik amin it murash manin l'rab l'zame Yaakov. Mikve shiish b'yasri v'achasso me ikshomim. Mimar l'bikatev chayesri so. U'peis k'le mikve. V'hein teirin. Sha'ashi v'mita yares birbiye v'am shoche. Alme l'iboye shiish sal v'chutz l'mikve. So, we hoch ek shim sar sim bchotzer, ni mo kemer khodaire, vi tel mi shom, um vi pol mit mil se mash mit lekhay bin iskap tsu bchotzer shom mit shom in trilo, va ken shuvim, bin shuvim trilo, va kach mit shom, di bchol ye mit hay bin yam shoch. So the Rash says, even though the Tanna of this Mishnah says that am shoch is only effective if first it in sar of bchotzer and then it is nim shach. But if it is nim shach by itself the shuvim, then it's not effective on that Mishnah. But from the Gemara in Gemara, it appears that it doesn't make any difference. That it doesn't have to be Nisar v'Chotza first. That Hamshach is effective, even if the Mayim the year to form Mayim Shuvim are Nimshach by themselves, as they are intact, without being Miurev with the Rev Mikshamim. So it's also effective. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the Sugye in Gemara and our Mishnah. And the Amish, Ubo is a Chabayis. Mashbad lechayesh. So in other words, and we paskin, the Rash paskins, like the Suli and Gmure. The lechayi bin is kapti b'chosh mekonim t'chilo v'akein shuvim, bin shuvim t'chilo v'akach shomim. Di b'chol inye mitaye b'yobiye v'am shochim. And then he says something else, the Rash. The Rash says, first of all, that it's not necessary that there should be Murev in the Chotza first, and then bin imshach. Even if the mute, the yuteso, is nimshach by itself into a mikveh that has already chopalev, so it's kosher. And then he mentions something else, that it doesn't make any difference whether the chopalev so the rov, the chopalev so mikshomi happens to be the mikveh first, and then you manipulate flam shochet that Yuteso, heretofore Shuvim, should drip into the mikveh, or you first manipulate that Yuteso hier vor meinem Schubim schütt voll in den Mikve. Vor am Schach. Und dann öfter, vor öfter der Jutesso dropped into the Mikve. Dropped into the Mikve, fell into the Mikve. Vor am Schach, so it starts raining. Und auf halb so comes in through the rain. From the rain, it's also kosher. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the Ribi is first and the Amshoche second, or the Amshoche is first and the Ribi is second. So he says, so it lechayish bein niskap to bechot eshom ikshom im tchilo v'hakein shuvim, bein shuvim tchilo v'hakach mikshom. Di bechol inye mitaya b'bi v'amshoche. So according to this Mishneh, the whole din of Hamshoche is only Shayach, if they are Nisarev, if the rov of Mekshomim is Nisarev, with the miut of here to Fosh, with the miut of Shuvim, Bechotzer. And then, after they are Nisarev, they are together Nimshach. In any other case, Hamshoche is not effective. But according to the Sugi, Gmure, Hamshach is effective even if the miut, the yuteso, is nimshach by itself. And it doesn't even make a difference whether the Hamshach takes place first, or the ribia takes first place. Because there is a shite. I mean, the Bes Yosef is midayik from the Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam doesn't say it. But the example that the Rambam mentions is an example. Hoyo chofso mashu b'seich hamikve, and then he was mamshich poches mechofso shuv. So the Rambam mentioned an example where the rov memso was first the mikve, and then he was mamshich the year to for shuv. So the Bes Yosef is medayik that according to the Rambam, the ribi has to take place first. And then the Amshoche. But if the Amshoche takes place first, and then the Rebbe, then it's possible. The Bes Yosef is midayik that way. But the Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam doesn't say it. But the Rash says that according to the Gemara in Tmure, it doesn't make any difference whether the Rebbe is first and the Amshoche second, or Amshoche first and Rebbe is second. Now, ובו יש רבאי שירים ועדו ונחש בו לבית ואם בלבילים בין דרך ירידו של לבית שמלבילים באוויר ואוכל אבי צורך לטעי מדה אוויר דאפילו בארץ הם מלבילים בכלל לא סלוק שומים ואין מקרה מטעי בזה יחלים אלו בשביר אלו משום סייבן אקטי סס why did it have to mention because הם מלבילים באוויר we have to resort to the fact that אוויר באוויר if a wave breaks from the ocean so that's מטעי בזה יחלים so While it's Be'avir, you cannot be Tevil because it's Be'avir Be'avir. But here we're not dealing with a wave that broke off from a Mayon, from a Yah, from an ocean. We are dealing here with the Harla Shel Kshomi. So Mimele, it is Eichli. As long as it keeps on falling into the Bayi, so it's Eichel. It's not at a standstill. And Mikveh is only Mitayah Be'eshbeh, and if it's at a standstill, not if it is in a state of flux. And while it falls down, while the Harla Shel Kshomim is falling into the bayis, so it's in a state of flux, so it's erchlin, so melee, so it cannot be mitayah bezeichlin, so without recourse to a tefillah ba'avir, so it should be possible. So he says in the Chanami, El Mishim Sefer Nakte, because the Sefer of the Sefer discusses in Mayo, when the wave breaks off from a Mayo, there he has to resort to a tefillah ba'avir. נגים בארץ מדבילים בזה מים, שנים בארץ, כשנים בארץ, ממסו, דשאל הגג אם יצטרף, ואני צריך לטף לזה לחיבו. מן הים ומן הנאור, רוח את צורך מטיים את מדבילים באבן. דימי ומטי הבזה יחלים, ומטי מדיקה תפרס וניצי, כי נחיבו, לא הויו יוכלים סייל. זה אפשר שיש ממסו ביחד באבן. So we do not have to be מצרף, the mind that is already on the קרקע בייס, with the water that is ba'avir. So that's why you couldn't puzzle it on the basis of Nitzinika Tafres, and we have to puzzle it on the basis of Madvila Ba'avir. In Madvila Bikifin, that means in the arch. Shalom Yisra Kelim Bikifis Agag, Daibi Ben Tzorsi Shorsi Kikifin, like an arch. Because that's avir. So, Uifel Beis Dechul, Ma'isalo. Now, so, The Rambam doesn't say explicitly that the Rebbeah has to precede the Amshach. The example that the Rambam mentions is an example where the Chofalef Sohu Mashu came first and then the Amshach. But it doesn't say that if the Amshach came first and then the Rebbeah, then it's possible. But the Bes Yosef is Midayik that from Loshna Rambam. Now, I mentioned already once. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi knows it at the end. According to the Rambam, when we say Rebbeah, it means Chof So Plos. According to Rashi Nozi, Chof So Plos is not enough. It has to be a substantial of. In other words, if it's Chof Alef So, then it's a substantial of. But Chof So Mashu is a mathematical of, but it's not a substantial of. So that's Rashi Shiti Nozi Daflam Tres. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Memdalet. Sif Memdalet. Sif Reish Aleph. Sif Memdalet. In a mayim shumim pekles amikli yim lugni ashi yiplu yisich amikve meakeli. Meakli. Avul nikro amayim ashi yichuz limikve yim shumim yod limikve yim pekles amikve. Ashi yim mechzo al mechzo. Avul yim hoyo. Avul yim hoyo reiv maakshirim hari amikve kosha. Keitza. Mikve sheyish bichof so umashu. So mamesh hi kapi de mechaber mamesh kapi de loshin od rama. Mikve sheyish bichof so umashu mayim kshirim. In other words, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, it's not necessary that there be Chof Aleph So. Chof Fumashu is enough. אם היו שם ריב ממסו מן הכושר וכן גג שהיו בראשי חופסו ומשהו מקשומים ומילה ביקט ונוסנו לסייך פוחס מחוב שנמצא הכל פוסל ופוסל חצינה ונמשו הכל מוקים איך עוד הרי זה מכל כושר שעשו ושמשכו כולו כשרו היו בישום ריב מהכושר but the Mechaber, even though the Mechaber, the Bes Yosef, is Midai Kloshen Rambam, that the Rebbeah has to precede Amshoche, not that Amshoche should precede the Rebbeah, but he does, just as the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly, so the Mechaber decided not to spell it out explicitly, just to copy the Rosh Hashanah. He didn't want to. But the Ramo paskens it. Avolim himshich, tchilo mayim psulim, v'akein hevi aleim reib mayim kshirim loimahan. Kein digdik abisiosim de Ramo. So the Ramo paskens like that. That, like the diuk of the Bes Yosef in the Rambam, that's contrary to what the Rash says, because the Rash says it doesn't make any difference whether the Rebbeah is precise, Amshoch precedes the Rebbeah. But the Ramo passes like that, that the Rebbeah has to precede Amshoch. Now, so of course, I mean, this is the Psak of the Ramo. That's the way everybody is laid, that the Rebbeah has to precede the Amshoch. Now, the question is this. When we say that there has to be a Rebbeah, there has to be a Rebbeah, and then Hamshach. What does Rebbeah mean? Now suppose, so if you have Chof Aleph So in the Mikveh, Mikshomim, then you are Mamshich, you test So here to form Mayim Shuvim, so it's kosher. Suppose you have 15 So, you have 15 So Mikshomim in the Mikveh, then you are Mamshich 10 So, here to form Mayim Shuvim. So together you have 20 to 35. You have 15, I'm sorry, you have 25. So you have 25. 15 Mikshomim and then 10 Mayim Shuvim, here to form Mayim Shuvim, Yam Mamshich. So it still does not have Mem So. But then it starts to rain and 15 more So rains in. Is it kosher or it's not kosher? So the Simlo says it's not kosher. Since the Ramo passes that the Rebbeah has to precede the Amshoche, so what does Rebbeah preceding the Amshoche means? Rebbeah means not just rov of the water, of the total water, should be of the here to form Mikshomim. But it means rob of the mem soul that is required for tefillah. So when is amshocha effective? If the mute is nimshach after you went the mikveh has already rob of the mem soul has chafalev soul. Or according to the Rambam, I always mention chafalev because that will conform the shita of Rashi too. But according to Rambam, chof so mash. But if he doesn't have chofal, if he doesn't have the mikveh, does not have first rov of the mem so, it has 15 so mikshon, and then your mamshich 10 so. Here to form mamshuli, and then it starts to rain another 15 so, another 50 so, 100 so. So it's still possible. The symbol says. That's what the Lachem symbol. That's the Mechaber of the Kisei Shulchan Aruch. So it's possible. But then there are other Achrenim. There is a Sefer, Gedulei Tare. Also a very good Sefer, Gedulei Tare. I think he was also related to the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Rav Shulchan Aruch. Reb Mendel Mikalguye was his name. Gedulei Tare. It's a very good Sefer. But I don't know whether it's possible to get it. So the Gedulei Tare, he is chelik. In other words, he says that if mikshomim 15 so rained in, and then you are mamshich 10 so shuvim, and then it started to rain, and another 15 so rained in, so it's kosher. Because through the Rambo Paskins, Rebbe has to precede the Amshoche, but it doesn't mean, Rebbe does not mean Rov of the Memso has to precede the Amshoche. Rov of the water that comes in, so has to precede the Amshoche. So in other words, if 15 so went in and 10 so shuvin, Animshach, so then when we have a total of 25, so the Rebbe of that 25 preceded the Amshoche. So Memele, it's kosher. Now, it seems that on that point, as a matter of fact, I mean, it seems that on that point there is a machlekes between the Prisi and the Tas too, but I mean, we are not learning the Shulchan Aruch as yet, on that point. But it seems to me that this machlekes should be told in another machlekes Rishen. There is a machlekes between the Raivet and the Rosh. Now, not in connection with Rebbe preceding Amshoche, that's the Psak of the Ramon. But all the Rishenim pass, except the Chachmei Amarov, that Amshoche is only effective if there is, Amshoche is only effective if there is if there is rov mikshom, so only in respect to a miut of shuvim, hamshoch is effective. That all the rishonim pasuk, except Chachmei Amar. So the question is this: there is a machleket between the Raivet and the Rosh. Suppose it started to rain, and chof alef saw, mikshomim raining in the bay. Then a person was mamshich into the bay chov beiso here to form mamshim chov beiso mamshim. So how much do you have? So you have already 43, I mean, Chof Alef and Chof Beis. So together you have 43. So the Raivet says that it's a mikveh psul. Even if later on will start to rain and a new memsof mikshomim will drain it. So according to the Raivet, it will still psul. Why? Because Amshoche is only effective by Rebbe and Amshoche. So what does it mean, Rebbe? Rebbe means that the rov of the water in the mikveh consists of Mikshon. But in this case, when first it started to rain in the Beah, Chofalev saw, there's the rob of the required quantity. The Chofalev saw, rained in. So that's the rob of men. Rob of men. But then he was Mamshi Chobeiso. So there is no Rebiyeh. In other words, the Rebiyeh is to be calculated on the basis of the total quantity of water. Once the Maim Shuvim are Nimshach in the Mikveh. So when you are Mamshich 22 so, here to 4 Maim Shuvim, so you have, altogether you have 43 so. So the rov of that quantity of 43 so consists of here to 4 Maim Shuvim. So maybe it's possible. In other words, according to the Raivet, Ribiyeh means Ribiyeh, the rov of the quantity of water contained in the mikveh after you are mamshir, the year to 4 Maim Shuvim. Here, after you are mamshir, the year to 4 Maim Shuvim. How many so of year to 4 Maim Shuvim are you mamshir? 22. And how many are mikshomim? 21. So the rov consists of here to 4 Maim Shuvim. So there is no Rebbe. The Rosh is Chelek. And the Rosh Shite is that once you have Chof Aleph So in the Mikveh, so then Hamshoch is effective. Because you only consider the Rov of the Mem So, not of the Rov of the quantity. Of the quantity contained in the Mikveh after Yom HaMashiach. It seems to me, I mean, the machlekes between the Simlo and the Gedurei Tare, which is also machlekes between the priest and the Taz, should be told in the machlekes between the Raivet and the Rosh. I mean, of course, it can be mechalek, I mean, but I don't think that there is any good reason to be mechalek. According to the Raivet, so the aloche of Ribiye Vamshoche depends upon the rov of the quantity of water. So the Mele, according to the Raivet, who says that if Chof Aleph So make Shomim Reindim, Chof Aleph So make Shomim Reindim, and then 20 So Shuvim or Nimshach. So it's possible. So in other words, the important thing is the rov of the quantity of water that contains the mikveh, not the rov of Memsor. So the Mele, in this case, according to the Ramo, that Rebbe has to precede the Amshoche, but first, 15 so of Mikshomim Reindim, and then he was Mamshich 10 so of here to 4 Maim Shuvim, and then he started to rain again, so he should be kosher. So according to Raivet, that in that case, he says posel. Why? Because he emphasizes, he is Madgish, the rov of the quantity of water contained in the mikveh, not the rov of Mem so. So in this case, where 15 so Mikshomim Reindim, and then 10 saw Maim Shuvim won Nimshach, and then he started to rain again, it should be kosher. According to the Rosh, who says in that case, where Rov, where Chof Aleph saw Mikshomim Reindim, and then he was Mamshech 22 saw, so then it's kosher, because he emphasized the Rosh is Madgish, not the Rov of the quantity of water that is contained, but the Rov of the Mem saw. So mainly in this case, where Rov, where 15 so Mikshonim Reindim, and then 10 so of Maim Shuvim Reindim. So at the time that the 10 so of Maim Shuvim, not Reindim, the 10 so of Maim Shuvim was Nimshach. So there was not in the mikvehs yet Rov of the Mem so. According to the Rosh, that's the important thing. So Mimele Amshoche would not be effective. So it seems that the machlekes between the Simlo and the Gedolei Tare, or the machlekes between the Prisi and the Taz, should be told in the machlekes between the Raivet and the Rosh. All right, that's enough. Now, next time we'll cover on Wednesday. So it's very unlikely that we should go beyond the fourth day, because the last Mishnah is a very complicated Mishnah. All right. Let's go over first the Ragnar and then the Rash. Shaky should be Sala. Shaky שיקיס אמר חלולו שעל סרס המיום, והמיום נכנוסים לו דרך חייר שבדי יפנו, ומשקים בו אדרינס. In other words, a rock that is hollowed out in the middle. So, any malu mimeno, so, because miru, the mayim chayim, in which you are mikadosh the mipor, the ifeh achatos, so it has to be done in the cave, in the cave. So, the sheikh shebisela does not have it in the cave. On the contrary, here it's just the reverse of Shov. Shov, if water comes into a kele, something is a halishan kele, so it becomes possible. And here, it davke, the milu has to be davke in the kele. So the sheikh shebisela that is in the karake, it's mechuba to the karake, it's not a medina veke. So in Mila, since it does not have been in the Kele, so in Malmimen, Vimikachimbo, Vimikachimbo, Vimazimimen, because you have to be Maze upon the Tommy Mes on the 30th and the 7th day, and the 30th and 7th day, Famikale, Vimitzricho Tommy Post. In other words, suppose it was in the Ela Mes, so if it is covered, even though it's not tightly covered, so the apostle means that there are no openings, no cracks, tightly covered. That's on the apostle. But so in the kele there is a halacha that if a klicheres, if a klicheres happens to be in the lames, even, and let's say there are certain echlim in that klicheres. And even if the klicheres is covered, but if it's not tightly covered, so it's become tume. In order to be matzil against tume, so it has to be, so it possibly has to be absolutely tightly covered. Masheinke, the sheikens is not considered as a kele. So it's considered like mechuba. So suppose you have a beya, and it's covered, so that it's matzel meil ames, only a kele, so it's not matzel even if it's covered, only if it's tightly covered. But this is like a beya, so even if it's not tightly covered, so it's matzel amashe b'seicho, if anything is in the beya, suppose there is an so the sheikis has it in like a bear. Hoisokli v'chibro v'sit. But suppose it was a kele first, and then he installed it in the karki. Then he installed it. And tolush v'sit v'chibro is ame tolush. So even after he installed it in the karki, it still has a shem kele. So then, if it has a shem kele, so mimalim bo, umikachim bo, umazim menu just, וצריכות צומת פוסל. ופיסל איזה סמיק. ופיסל איזה סמיק. So mele, if any water came into the sheikis that was cleared originally, and then it was installed in the karakis, tolish was a chibri abitolish, so even after it is installed in the karakis, it's a chalishem kele. So mele, if any water comes in, into it, so it becomes show. All right, now let's learn the Rav up to this point. Then, השייק יסד וחלולו שעל סבס המיון במים נכנוסים לו דרכיה שבידי איתנו ומשקים בו אבינס אם ימל ממנו מים מחטוס ואם יקדשים בו את ניסים יפפור על המים שבסיכו ואם יוחשו בו כלי ואוכל מים ובסלע מחובה שחוקיקה ואפילו תול ושחיברי ולפסי פחוקיקה הוי ולא הוי since the kibul was constructed after it was already installed in the karga, so it doesn't have a shem kele. Hoi lo shem kli bitolosh, in choshev kli, in tzor, tzor in post, im I beil ames, matzel es al mashe b'seicho, b'kisu levadu, tzor in post, b'shin echshu b'kli el, ki b'yel b'duis, shematzil mashe b'seicho b'kisu levad, v'ein b'sel es amik, v'inof, make sure, that is, if it wasn't If it's really mechuber, if it wasn't a kelev before, it was a stolen car. So then, this is a mik. Enough for me to be seichel. Mikvein achshon ma'im shumim li v'zamik. Because it's like ma'im that fell into a beya. And then from the beya they fell into the mikve. So it's not sure. Now then the Mishnah proceeds. Mikvo milmato im na'atzat v'in yechilo nikablo ma'im kol shem k'sheiro. Suppose, now it is a kale. It is a kale. So suppose there is a neket in the shalayim, the ground of the kelev. Oim natzad, or suppose there is a neket, the neket, and the neket, this is the ground. This is the ground, that's the shalayim. Suppose there is a neket very low in the deep. So low that it couldn't keep any water. If it is relatively high in the Deifen, then up to the Nekev, it could contain water. But suppose the Nekev is relatively low in the Deifen, so as a result of that Nekev, all the water will leak out, nothing will remain. Because it's mamish at the beginning of the Deifen. So the Mele, Nikvam Ulmato Yim Natsar, Yechil Likavu Ma'im Kolchein, Iskshein, so it's kosher. Why? Because the Shemkeli is poka. The Shemkeli is poka. V'cham o'yeh b'nekev. V'cham o'yeh b'nekev. So, how large must nekev be in order to be mafkir the Shemkeli? Livatis m'teskli. Shele yifsas ha'mikve mitam shibe. Kishvi feres hanei. That means you draw a circle using the width of these two fingers, the two fingers that are somuch to the thumb. So if you use this as the diameter and you draw a circle, that's connected to Yerushalayim. So there was a sheikas rak, and that rak in the nekev, and through that nekev it became connected to a mikveh. So all the tares were done in the sheikas. Because the mikvah is kishver asarei. Now, this mishne of Sheikes Yehu is cited in the Gemara Yevamos in regard to the halacha of mikvah is kishver asarei. So it seems that the Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira ma'ase b'Sheikes Yehu shoyisot b'Yerushalayim v'oyisot mikvah kishver asarei. Kishver asarei. So as reference not to the psul of Shov, but to the question as to whether you can be table in the shades. This is what it says. In other words, whether you can use the shakers, the rock as a mik, because there was the shakers, here there was a mikveh, and here there was a shakers, and there was a nekev kishver asadein between the mikveh and the shakers. So the male water entered into the shakers, and you are table kaling in the shakers. So it's mashma that this is what the Mishnah is telling us. So it's all right, because Eruv Mikvois, Mishver Zareit. Vishol for Mishama you porsu, she Mishama yim rachim frisorubo. So now we say, call it to Mishama. So in order that we should affect the din of Eruv between the shakers and the mikveh, so it's not enough that there is a nekev in the shakers, in the wall of the shakers, kishveres aneid, but there must be perforated, the major portion of the shakers has to be perforated. But just a small nekev like this is not enough. But according to Misila, so you can affect ill between the mayim in the shakers and the mayim, the mikveh that adjoin the shakers, even if it's not perforated, just כי היא שוורס הנית. או, וכל תארס שיבו בשור שורש ליים, ובאגים השמעת בילום ביסי חומיס עם תארס, ולא יהיה בשקס ממסו, אלא מי כבשור לא יהיה בצידו, ומי השקס מסעב בדרך נגד בשוורס, עד שתיפוך יצרו באפל יש בנגד שוורס הנית, לאילום תירס בלי עולהו, עד שתישובר, עד שתישובר הוא בו. So, the Rav explains the Maise B'Shekes Yehu not in regard to, does not apply the Maise B'Shekes Yehu in regard to Shov. He applies the Maise B'Shekes Yehu in regard to the possibility of being Teveil in the Shekes. So the Mele won't be tempted once we say that the Maise, the Tribute of Mseiris Alochim, does not deal with the question as to whether what are the tenters, the sheikis, whether it's chov or not chov, but it deals with another question as to whether the water in the sheikis are kosher mitrilas or dom mitrilas, keli. So, mele, since Rabbi Yudes Aloche of Maise B'Sheikis discusses the question of tefilo b'seich ha-sheikis, so on, the one could say that V'chamo yiyeh b'nekel b'shveres aneid also discusses not the question of show, but the question of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. One would say, I mean, it would be more reasonable. But you see that the Rav Batinore, even though the Rav Yudes Aloche, Rav Yudes b'seiras Aloche, of Maisim Sheikis Yehu, he applies l'gabi the din of Eru b'kli shveres aneid, l'gabi the question of being tabled inside the sheikis, but the v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev, according to the Rav, does not discuss the question of Eru b'kliyos, but the question is whether the sheikis that has a nekev, ki shveres aneid, whether it has a chalishem keile or it does not have a chalishem keile. That's the Rav's question. Now there is a machleket rishenim, whether the v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev discusses the question of shov, how large must the nekev be in the sheikis in order that any water that comes into the sheikis does not become shov? Or v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev discusses the question of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. So the machlokes rishonim, according to the Rav, he discusses the question of not of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseiras Aloche discusses the question of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. So, what kind of nekev must there be between the sheikis and the mikveh in order to effect a niruv mayim between the water in the mikveh and the water in the sheikis, so that one would be able to be tevil kelim in an odom, and another would be able to tevil himself inside the sheikis? This is the subject matter of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseiras Aloche. But the chamo yiyeh b'nekev, according to the Rambam Tanora, discusses the question of shov. But as some Rishonim would say, no. Just as Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseiras Aloche discusses the question of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis, so v'chamo yiyeh b'nekev also discusses the question of tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. Now, look at the, just for a moment, I mean, the Mishnah Achrei. ואין יחילו לקבל מים, so here it says, מיקווה מלמטו, אוי מן הצד, ואין יחילו לקבל מים כלשהם, is כשר. It's כשר. So in other words, even if the נקב, so מיקווה מלמטו, נצד יחיל לקבל מים כלשהם, is כשר. פשוט מילסה, משמע דקויה מן הצד, לבינון סומך לשוי ימאמש, שאוזן יוכלה בכלשהם. אבל, לפי מה שאלו הרש והראש על פי התספטה, דמין הצד בוי כשברס הנאית, ומלמטו סגי כמלמחת, אין לפורש מהצד צומח לשול לממש. דין כן, גם זה אין יוכל לקבל כלשהו כמו מלמטו, ולא מונח מיה ממין הצד יסר. So the question is, מה נפשך? So then he says, "Vishemo min atzad gozro oto mikabel kolshu min anekev ulmato uchshveres aneidi ke katayim evlo yazrim." What bothered the Mishnah Achrei is something that should bother everyone. What's the difference? He says that the Rash and the Rosh, they establish on the basis of the din of the Tisefet that if the Nekev is in the Shalayim Amesh, let's say this is the Kehel and this is the Shalayim. So if there is a Nekev in the Shalayim, so no matter how slight and small the Nekev is, so then it's Mafkiya the din Kehel. Mashenkin, if the Nekev is on the Deifen, then it's only Mafkiya the Shem Kehle, if it is as large as Shveres an eight. But if it is a smaller Nekev, less than a Shveres an eight. Now, Shveres an eight, alright, whatever. Shveres an eight means a Nekev that has the diameter of the width of the two fingers. So, but if the Nekev is less, is smaller than the Nekev of Shveres an eight, so then it still has a Shem Kehle. And then it is still possible. So the question arises, that's the kasha that the Mishnah Achrin raises. So how can we make a distinction? How can we make a distinction between a Nekev that is in the Shalayim Mamesh and the Nekev that is not in the Shalayim but in the Deifen? But it's in the Deifen, so low in the Deifen that when the water leaks out through that Nekev, nothing will be left. So if the Nekev is so low in the Deifen over here, that when the water leaks out through the Nekev, nothing will be left. So it should have the same status like in Nekev in the Shalayim itself. So how is it? If the Nekev is in the Shalayim itself, even though it's less than Shveres an eight, so it's Mafkiya the Shem Kehle. But if the Nekev is not in the Shalayim itself, it's in the Deifen, but so low in the Deifen that no water, not a drop of water will remain in the Kehle. So then, if the Nekev is smaller than the Shveres an eight, so it still has a Shem Kehle. What's the difference? What's the difference between a Nekev in the Shalayim itself or a Nekev Bishleime if the Nekev is in the Deifen, a little higher up? So Mele, we can understand the difference. Because if the Nekev is Milmato, so as a result of that Nekev Mashu, all the water will leak out. Even if it's the smallest Nekev. So all the Nekev, all the water will leak out. But if the Nekev is here, so up to this level, up to the level of the Nekev, water will remain. So mainly it's only Mafkin Shem Kehle if it's a substantial Nekev. If it's a Nekev Shveres an eight. But if it's a Nekev Mashu, it's not Mafkin Shem Kehle. But since we hear the Mishnah says, Ve'im Natzad, Ve'im Yechir Likabel Mayim Kol Shein, it's Sheiro. And then the Mishnah says, V'chamo Yib Nekev Shveres an eight, V'chamo Yib Nekev Natzad, which is relative low in the Deifen, that is so low that when the water leaks out, no water will remain. So then it should have the same status as the Nekev Shalayim. So we still see that there is a difference. Even that there is a difference between the Nekev in the Shalayim Mamesh and the Nekev in the Deifen, even though it's so low in the Deifen that when the water will leak out, so not a drop of water will remain. So, if the Nekev is in the Shalayim Mamesh, even a small Nekev is Machshiret, is Mafkir the Shem Kehle, is Machshiret. But if the Nekev is in the Deifen, so only a big Nekev, like a Shveres an eight, is Machshiret. What's the difference? So he says, Vishemo, Min Hatzad Gozru Otu Mikabel Koushu, Min HaNekev Ulemato, Uch Shveres, Min HaNeid Ikeh HaKartu Ulegazim. So he says as follows, the Mishnah Achrin, that in Achanam, Midirai said there is no Nafkimine between the Nekev in Shalayim Mamesh and the Nekev relative low in the Deifen, so that the Kehle cannot be Mikabel and Emayim, because all the water will leak out. So Midirai said in both cases, it is the Shem Kehle spoken. But the Chachomim said that if the Nekev is not in the Shalayim Mamesh, but in the Deifen, very low in the Deifen, so we shouldn't be machsheret on the basis of the fact that the Shem Kehle is spoken. Even though Midrash the Shem Kehle is spoken, because if we'll allow it, if we allow the mind that entered this kelim, that has a nekev, that has a nekev mash, somuch to the shalai, with rice it's kosher. But if we allow it, so then people say that even the nekev is high in the kelim. And the lot of water will always remain because the nekev is at this level. So it's also kosher. And then midraisa it's possible. So because of that, the Chachomim are misakeh that in the nekev is a small nekev, even though it's relatively low in the Deifem, because of Xere, less people will equate a nekev high in the Deifem with a nekev low in the Deifem. So the Chachomim said that it has a din of kele in any place in the Deifem, even though the nekev happens to be mamish near the shalom. Also, then you ask, so even if the nekev is big, we should also say that? So it's also there. So the answer is no. If the nekev is big, then it has a heker, and people will not equate it with, will not equate this kind of nekev with the nekev high in the day. This is what the Mishnah says. But there is an element of deichak in the Mishnah. Now let's go over the Rashi and the Rosh, Rambam. All right. Let's first go over the Rosh, because the Rosh is shorter, simpler, so it will help us in going over the Rashi. Hashikis, Peyosh Hashikis Shevisela, Shechokiki Visela. So he did not have a Shem Kele. A Shem Kele. Even though there are many cracks, many openings, So as long as it's not the Pesach Tefach in one place, so it's matz by Mechut. Kitayi gabir v'dei v'ver helomz, v'chamu yei v'nekev. Oh, now the question is, that's the question that Bada don't reshein. When the Mishnah says v'chamu yei v'nekev, is the Mishnah referring to the din of Shov, or the Mishnah is referring to the availability of the perforated keleh for tvil? So, on one hand, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire mentions Maizeh Mishikas Yehu, and that Maizeh Mishikas Yehu is mentioned in Yevomis in connection to Aloha Firm, Mikvodish Veras Aneid. So Maizeh Mishikas Yehu deals with the case of Tvila Mishik HaShikas. So since this discusses Tvila Mishik HaShikas, so the Chamo Yevinekev also should deal with the subject matter of Tvila Mishik HaShikas. But on the other hand, before the Mishnah says Upisel says a mikveh, and then the Mishnah says mikveh umato. So it appears from the context, from the preceding context. So it appears that V'chamayi Benekev discusses the din of Shov from the context in the Sefer. It appears that V'chamayi Benekev discusses the din of Tefillah B'Seich HaShikas. So what? How is it? So he says, L'chira ma'ashma shikoy ha'arish, kamo yeh b'nekev levad lem tirasli, shomu yifzeh l'samik v'mishim shive, abo mitani b'seich l'umud l'shem t'yisrael, ba'u ma'isra l'mishim b'lkam l'gmor l'ivon l'sayir l'mikleiz, ma'ashma d'mayre ki in sh'amayim l'mshochim b'Seich HaShikas, m'mikshomim v'lohoyim b'msoh el shem chubor l'mikve shiyid b'msoh. So in other words, the Rosh is chilik on the Rabbi Dat Noris Pshat. According to Rabbi Dat Noris Pshat, V'chamu Yeh B'Nekev deals with the Din of Shov. And according to the Rosh, V'chamu Yeh B'Nekev does not discuss the Din of Shov. But the V'chamu Yeh B'Nekev discusses the question as to whether the Sheikes, under what circumstances is the Sheikes itself holding feeling. What kind of a nekev must be within the shekes in order that the shekes should be available for tefillah? ומת ספטה פלי, איקה מנדומה, ויבטלי מתרס פלי, בינו, כשיפרס עדית. ואיקה מנדומה, דאפילו נקף, כאילו נמחת, ויבטלי מתרס פלי, ליגן, So, it goes without saying that in order that it should be possible for a person or to be taming himself or to be madbili kele in the shakes, inside the shakes, so a nekev kolshu is not enough. That goes without saying. Because in order to affect a dima fear of mikvois, that the water in the shakes and the water in the mikve should be commingled with each other, so we must have the cholapora shivarasani. That goes without saying. But the question is, how about paslaming the water that comes into the shakes? So, in the shakes, that has a nekev mashu, but not a nekev shiveras aneid. So, there is a machlekes in the sef. And then this is. Uvitisef, the itlige, ike mando mado vatl, mitiris kli, binum shiveras aneid. That even in order to be mivatlet, so that it won't pass any mind that comes into it. So you require a nekev shverazanei. But a smaller nekev shverazanei will not puzzle, will still puzzle the mayim eshov. V'ikemandoma, that as far as shov is concerned, in order to be mafkia the din kele, we don't need such a big nekev kishveras anei. Even a nekev mevash. Vike mandoma, afil nekev kru leimachat, mivat le mitiras pli, lehi en shive, ulahutane da uv de dishei kesieyu, aire, ulahutane da uv de dishei kesieyu, aire, lehi ingen, chibo mikvois gisugye di yivomes. Now, so the Rosh says, you see, the Rosh is not happy with this kind of an interpretation that is given by the Rabbi Batinore. Because according to Rabbi Batinore's interpretation, there is no parallelism between the aloche of Yechamayi ibn Ekev and the aloche of Rabbi Mpseire. The aloche of Rabbi Mpseire deals with Ilu Mikvois. The aloche of Yechamayi ibn Ekev deals with Shaw. So he says that's impossible. So the Mele, if we say that the halacha, the Rosh holds, that if the halacha b'chamayi b'nekev deals with Shov, so Rabbi Mpseiras halacha must deal with Shov too. Why couldn't Rabbi Mpseiras halacha deal with Shov? Ma'ase b'sheikes yehu shehoiso b'Yerushalayim v'hoiso nikuvo kishveras aneid, and then a lot of water, rainwater, first came into the rock, the perforated rock, and then through that hole, it entered into the mikveh, and then all the kelim were nitvel in the mikveh, not in the rock. So even the ma'aseh b'sheikes yehu deals, is expressive of a din shov. So this is what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, in other words, that v'chamayi b'neke, the ratio of the Mishnah, if we can call it ratio, it's really the mitzias of the Mishnah. The mitzias of the Mishnah and the save of the Mishnah, Rabbi Mpseira, that the save of the Mishnah must have the same subject matter of discussion. And if Rabbi Mpseira Salochet of Sheikas Yehu deals with the din of Tfilah b'seicha shekes, so the Mele b'chamayi ibn Ekev also discusses the question, how large must an Ekev be in order that the shekes should be fit for Tfilah b'seicha. And if we say that b'chamayi ibn Ekev discusses the din of Shov, then Ma'aseh b'sheikes yehu also has to discuss Shov. Why couldn't they discuss Shov? But the Gemara Yivones, we see that the Gemara mentions that Lidabi Yirub Mikvoi Shveras Aleid, not Lidabi Shov. So he says, Uvitsev the Pili Kemando Madal Vatel Mitiras Kli Bino Shveras Aleid, that even Vatel Mitiras Kli Lidabi Shov Vuyo Vai Shveras Aleid. But if the nekev is less than shveras aneid, so it's still a chalishem kele, and then imayim it comes into it, he show wie gemand aber da für nekev kele machat mi batlen tersli linen shive ul a gutane de mandom a says that nekev kele machat is mi batlen tersli. What does it mean? Nekev kumul machat in the bottom of the skli. It doesn't mean a nekev kumul machat that is high up in the shekis. That's not. So, in other words, it means a nekev. A nekev kumul machat in the bottom of the skli, the nekev is relatively low in the daven. So, that when all the water will leak out, nothing will remain. When the water will leak out through that nekev, nothing will remain. This kind of inekev, so this kind of inekev bimashu is mafkir l'shem kele. But no mandoma says that if the nekev, that if the nekev is high up in the daven, and even when the water leaks out, but it will still be full up to the level of the nekev, that then it's mafkia the shem kele, so that water that comes in here below should not be shown. That no one says. It's all in respect to a nekev low in the daven, not in respect to a nekev high in the daven. Now let's see the Rashi. Hashik is a misela. Before he came to the spot, he stood up with Shompi Rashdio. The Hamo Yibi nekev. The Chira Mashma. So what did the Rosh say? The Chira Mashma Shikoya Reishe. And then he says, "Avu mitanya b'seife uvdi sheikes." So we see the ma'irakin shabayim nifshoch nesichashikes. So he says, "Lichay ramash medarei shikoy kami ibn nekev v'batim tiras kli shoyim sosamik mitam shive." Avol yevshal emakei mid ma'is ali alo ha'id sheikes yehu the ma'is b'seif per kami divomes leino mikoy shveras alei uvdi shitas maslisin mashma according to the context, the rosh of the Mishneh, because at first the Mishneh explicitly discusses Shoah. So he says, you must listen, Mashma, the Ayur of Nisheke, Shoah, Mikaleach, Mayim, Nimikveh, V'Risheim, V'Risheim, Hoyim, Nishovi, V'Risheim, V'Bisir, Achi, Nokish, V'Rasanei, U'Bishamai, Achi, Yifoche, Yisrubo, U'Viseftenamike, Yoyim, Haishu, Redish, V'Feres, ויהיין שלו יפלו סמיק ושם עושו גידי ומס כמנדום אבידי ספטה דאפי נוקב so he's saying the same thing that the Rosh says. That's the reason why we went over the Rosh first. In other words, what does the Rosh say? That there is a machlekes between Tutanoim and the Sept in regard to Inekev in the Shalayim. Then it goes without saying that even Inekev Mashu is mafkia the din kele, and any mind that comes into that kele that has a nekev mashu in the shulayim, so is not choked. Is not choked. In regard to a nekev that is relatively high in the day, then again, it goes without saying that it's not mafkia the din kele in respect to the lower level that is beneath the level of the nekev. But there is a machlekes tanoim in respect to a nekev in the day relatively low in the day, so that no water will remain. So according to one tani, a nekev so low in the day, even a nekev mashu is mafkia the nikele, memele any water that comes in there, so is not chov. And according to another Tanya, no, it is still shown. Unless the nekev is kishveres aneid. Mishem osugich di yivomes, ki mandoma b'disepte, ta afilu no kuftilu imachat, im peitzeres amik, vau kochin, ta afilu no kuftilu imachat, im peitzeres amik, vau kochin, hochetone uvdi, shekes yeyu, yinu, yinu, die Schenke sie haben Chalulo, sie tach hasin am Kaleach, maim no, wo ist er nicht für Schenke sie. Wie chol Tare sie bei Jerusalem, nass ist al Gabo, sie mit Willen bis Eichu. ואיז אין טאריס, אל הויו בשייקס ממסו, אבל מיק ושולם הויו בצידו, ומי השייקס מסרבים ואיתן על דרך נקף שפלס. ומכל מוקי, תנו לשעס ששינו פשטל מסניס. Because פשטל מסניס, according to the context of the Mishnah, so that since at first the Mishnah says, so he says, upeis lesamikve, so he discusses show, and then he says, v'chamuyi v'nekish v'chasaneit, so the pashtes of the Roshan is, that the subject matter is show, not tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. So b'meile, since the subject matter of this aloche is show, so the subject matter of ma'aseh b'sheikis is also show. But the Gemara Yevamah says that ma'aseh b'sheikis yehu has reference not to show, but to tefillah b'seich ha-sheikis. Time is said, Kastelin hamchalit mayi bikoch, im oyonokuf kishiveres anei in peisle samitim, vim lav peisle samitim. So Kastelin is a kele, and then water enter the Kastelin, So, and this Kastelin has a nekev shiveres anei, so in peisle samitim, but if the nekev is less than shiveres anei, it still has a shem kele. So any water that enters the kastelim, yishol. Halocha zu lo aleo bnei Asia. Asia, it's not what we call Asia. We call Asia the whole continent. But there was a certain country, in Mesopotamia, near Mesopotamia, that was called Asia. It's called Asia. So halocha zu lo aleo bnei Asia. שולש רגולים ליבני, לרגל שלישי, הכשרו עליהם, אפילו נוקף גמחת. So he says, at first he says, ואם לאו דתיד נקף is smaller, so then it is possible. But he says, לרגל שלישי, לחכומים פסקים להם, that even if the נקף is smaller than Shveres Anei. It is still mafkir within Kele and it's kosher. Omer Blesm Rabbi Yisi, Halocha Zehu Reisi B'Reimi, B'Reimi in Rome. It's a mistake, I mean, B'Yoma. But B'Reimi, Lita, that if my nekev Masha is mafkir within Kele, my mele it's nacho. Halocha Zehu Olam Nehashal Gon Yavna, Yishkish Moshlaf Glokim Mach. Omer Blesm Rabbi Yisi, ביראימי ליטא, וכשבוסי אצל חבריי, אומרו לי יופי הוי רייסו. במה דבורם אמורים יופי רייסו? במה דבורם אמורים נצת? So in other words, so your psak is correct. A correct psak. That a nekev, מן הצד, so he says, במילה צריך אבל מטה מפסל סמיקרי. ואם הויו מקבל כלשהו מן הנקף הוא למטה פסל סמיקרי. פה כי בסיבי בניין פסל סמיקרי. בסיבי גופסי פסל סמיקרי. על גבי אורי לגבי בסיבי גופסי זה שני הביטים מהזדון עם פסל סמיקרי. Now he starts the פירוש. פירוש. במה דבורם אמורים מן הצד. כל זה מדבר חבר. שאומרו לי יופי הורי סו. דיבמה דבורם אמורים שפסל בנקף. כי מוי מחד, עד שהם מתי שפרס הנאית, when do this, do we say that it is space of the naked, that is small naked, is not מפקיע דדין קהל, and it is still, it is show, is what is called a small naked, what's the range of a small naked? The range of a small naked is from משהו up to עד שפרס הנאית, עד ולא יד בכלל, that's the range. So any naked, whether it's like this, or bigger or bigger, as long as it's smaller than Shiferes Aneid, as long as it is smaller than the naked with Shiferes Aneid, so such a naked, is not mafkia the din kele, and any mind that enter the kele, isho. But me, it's one who should pay the naked thing we make. עד שהיא תפרס עלי מן הצד. אבו ממנק בשולי הקסטר מרומטו, אלי פייסי לסמיק ובנקב תמלוי מחד, בוטי דנקב, דנקב משהו. He happens to be in the Shvayim itself. So then it's kosher, even though it's less than Shvayim. So what did the Mishnachim say? What's the difference? That was his kasha. So what was the terence of Mishnachim? In Ochanam, in the Rai, he said there is no difference. But with Rabbonam, because people might equate a nekev that is very high in the Deifen with a nekev that is very low in the Deifen. So midraise, a nekev that is very low in the Deifen, so a nekev mashu is makir din keilin, is makshi on the mele, the mayim. But with Rabbonon, it's still possible. Until there will be a substantial nekev like Shveres Aneit, so then it's a big nekev. So people will not equal. All right. This is what the Rav, I mean the Mishnachim is, but the Rav doesn't say it. V'yoyom mikabe, oh, so avu limanek b'shila kastu mumato lipeis lesamik b'nekev kulemacha. So if the nekev, if the mashu is b'shalayim, according to the Rav, so then it is machshir of the mayim, even if it's a mashu. But if it's not in Shalayim, Natsarab, but Natsat so low that it wouldn't keep any water, so then it's still possible. The Mayim is possible. Unless the Nekev is as large as Shverazalei. Shverazalei. We is the Galsa Pesel, the Litochi, the Umato Goretve. I mean, and he says, Avo, a Nekev, there is a Gilsa, Avo, my Nekev, Shulakalastam, Mato, Pesel is a Nekev. So that is inexplicable. Of course, in Nekev, in the Shalayim itself, is certainly mafkia more of the character of Caleb than the Nekev that is on the day. So how is it possible? How is it possible that if it is in the Shalayim, so then it is possible. On the contrary, if it's in the Shalayim, so certainly it doesn't have a Shem Caleb. Will he talk in the Matigor at Vey? Now, ואם הוא יהיה מקבל כלשהו, כלימה, כשנוקף נעצר, כשפרס, וגובי המיעט מהשוליים, שקבל מים כלשהו, פייס לסמיק. So according to the Rash Gilson, the Rash Perush in itself, so we have three halachas. We have three problems. If the naked, we got to show, if the naked is in the Shalayim itself, So then, if my nekev mashu, a minute nekev, a very small nekev, so the minutest nekev is machshir the mayim, because it's mafkia the shem keilim. If my minute nekev is mafkia the shem keilim. If the nekev is not in the shulayim, but in the day, however, in the day, very relatively low in the day, so that it couldn't contain any water. So then, if it's a small nekev, it's possible. But if it's a large nekev, Shveres Aneit, that's a large nekev. We'll call, a nekev Shveres Aneit is a large nekev, it's substantial. But if it's a substantial nekev, Shveres Aneit, and it is low, relatively low in the Deifen, so then the mayim is kosher. But if, that's the second one. The third one is, if the nekev is relatively high in the Deifen, so even if the nekev is a very large nekev, Kishveres Aneit, the water that enters into that sheikes is still possible. These are the three klolim. Now these are the three klolim, and you have to remember it, according to the Rash, there are three klolim. If the nekev in Shalayim, the nekev mashu is mafkia the nekele, and is machshir the mayim. If the nekev is relatively low in the Deifen, a small nekev is not machshir the mayim, but a substantial nekev, Shveres Aneit, is machshir the mayim. If the nekev is relatively highly situated, relatively high in the Deifen, so even a big nekev, Shveres Aneit, is not machshir the mayim. These are the things. According to the Rash Gilson and Rashi. Now let's see, what is the Gilson of the Gaon? I mean, we go right here. Many times the Agoyes Agrov and the Mishnayos itself have many mistakes. Many mistakes. So you have to go to the Agoyes Agrov and the Pirushin Tosefta. But this Agoyes Agrov doesn't have any mistakes. So you can go over it in this Agoyes Agrov. You don't have to go to the Agoyes Agrov and the Pirushin Tosefta. You have Pesel Samiki. Now, what is it referring to? The Aleph in the Rash. Kastel in a mechalik mayim bikrochi. Imo yonoko kishver esaneid, eim peisel esamikve, vinoa peisel esamikve. In other words, if it's not noko kishver esaneid, if it's a small nekev, a nekev mashu, so the din kele is not poka. Bame dvor mamurim, minatzat, אבל לעומתו, אין לי פייס לסמיקווה. הלוכה זו, עלו עלו בני אז יגימו לגורם ליבנה. לרגל גימו איך שנראו להם, אפילו נוקת כמחה. אומר בזה ברבי איסי, הלוכה זו, אירי סיברי מניתארו. וכשבו סי אצל חברי, יאמר לי יופי או איסי. ואם, so he says, ואם לאב, is פייס לסמיק. So in other words, if it's not kishver asaneid, it is small nekev, so it passes the mikve. But b'amid lo amur natzat, avol nomato, even small nekev is any pesel asaneid. V'im hoyom mikabe, kol shehu. So in other words, up to this point, the tisefte comes to the gross girse, the tisefte reference to the case where it wasn't מקבל כלשהו, ואם היום מקבל כלשהו מן הנקב, but if it is מקבל כלשהו מן הנקב ולמטו, so פייסי לסמיקווה, even though it is a large נקב. כי ששבר הסנאי, now you can see it in the פירוש של התוספתא. I mean, if you have any misgivings, maybe the God doesn't say it, but here he spells it out. V'moyo mikabel kolshu, perish, koya im hi, v'nekev natzad, da afilu imoyo nokuf kishi, v'eres aneid, namipos. Namipos. Haloche zu, פירש דהו דימנקף למטו שניצור של הרס הנאית של הרס הנאית ולרגל שלישי יחשבו אפילו לא כפתמחת. Now I don't know if I'll be able to finish it today, but there is a din שוכן אורף סימן קופן טס, נראה חי, אני מחזיק את זה עדיין. אינית לי ידיים אלו בכלי, וכל הכלים שיר, ואפילו כלי גלוב, כלי אבון וכלי אדום, ויצור שימר זה כלביס, וניקר בכנס משקה, תצגי מורה דווקא זה היום החול. וניקר בכנס משקה, because there are all kinds of ניקובים. כי אין מילס בכלי חרס, תגי מורה דווקא לקי אין שבס. So the smallest נקב is made to much. That's the smallest amount of nekev. I mean, so it is, mashke could not enter through that nekev. If you put a kelim, that has a very small nekev, upon water, upon a surface that has water, so it will not penetrate. It is so small that the water will not penetrate.